Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of Magic Overtime with Dante, Magic Drive Time with Dante and Aaron. Aaron, we do a lot of shows. The playoffs are here. We got a number of shows that are cooking. But this is Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. And we are thrilled to be here on 96.9 The Game. And we got one game left in the regular season. The Orlando Magic will face the Charlotte Hornets here tomorrow. And they close it out. And they try to do so with a winning record, an opportunity to finish the season 42-40, how phenomenal would that be? Regardless, they have clinched at least a 500 record as they sit right now, 41-40 with one game to go. A lot of different scenarios to play out. We'll run those down for you. Opportunities for the Magic matchups in the first round. We want to get your thoughts. Is there a team you prefer to play? Do you not care? Do you want to just get in and it's fun to be there? Do you want to get in and play a certain team in particular? Are we trying to get to the second round? I mean, let's go. Let's get the thoughts of Magic fans and how confident you're feeling right now. 407-447-2145, 407-447-2145. And are you still just thrilled about what this team has done? 41-40. I know still much more work to be done. Last couple of days, we've kind of been enjoying this Magic team making it to the postseason, but now we're kind of looking forward a little bit. And I think if you're Magic head coach Steve Clifford, you've turned the page. More work to be done. You heard that, you saw that 1 minute clip. It's a terrific one that's been out there on social media. Steve Clifford addressing the team, congratulating them. Obviously, a terrific scene in that locker room in Boston. But the message after that was want more. Want more. In the heat of the moment, after clinching a playoff berth for the first time since 2012, Steve Clifford's message, obviously very happy and elated for his group, but it was enjoy this tonight, want more. And I love that message. That it's resonated with this team the entire year since the start of training camp when they went through the first drill. Somebody made a mistake, and he said, you can't do that in the playoffs. That's going to cost you. And now here we are in the playoffs. He's been planting that seed the entire year. I would say he would be the biggest reason for this turnaround, what he has done with this group. And here we sit. We know we are headed to the postseason. We just don't know who against. Could it be the Milwaukee Bucks? Could it be the Toronto Raptors? Could it be the Philadelphia 76ers? And Magic fans, you can guarantee your access to playoff tickets when you purchase a 2019-20 season plan today. You can enjoy every Magic home game all season long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com. Get tickets to purchase your full season plan today. And before we get in, again, 407-447-2145, 407-447-2145. We can still talk about clinching the playoffs, what lies ahead, how important this game is to win tomorrow, to get over 500, or who do you like? Who do you want to match up against? Let's talk a little matchup. Talk some strategy, whatever you want to get into. 407-447-2145 or text us at 50857. Magic will close out the regular season tomorrow. It's an 8 o'clock start, so note that start time, 8 o'clock here in Charlotte. We hit the air at 7 o'clock right here tomorrow for Magic Drive Time on 96.9. Then we go to a 7:30 pregame. It'll be 7:30 on Fox Sports Florida as we play the season finale against the Charlotte Hornets, who could still be alive. There are scenarios where the Charlotte Hornets could still be playing for something, and that would include them winning tonight in Cleveland and the Detroit Pistons losing tonight at home against the Memphis Grizzlies. So really, you got three teams battling for that final playoff spot in Detroit, who currently holds eighth, and then it would be Charlotte and Miami. Very difficult for Miami to get in there. They need to win their last two and get two losses from the Detroit Pistons. But there are a number of scenarios still to be played out. But Aaron, I think it's pretty exciting. I think we're still living off the excitement of what's happened here the last couple of days. The Magic winning in Boston, clinching a playoff berth, getting back to the postseason. And I start thinking, you know, as we talk about OrlandoMagic.com/tickets, where you can get your playoff tickets, comes with the partial plan, or if you purchase your full season plan for next year, you can get access to playoff tickets. I think about what this building is going to look like in Central Florida after how long we've waited to get back to the playoffs, after how loud that building has been when the Magic have won 9 consecutive at home and 12 of 13. Fans in Central Florida, what that building is going to feel like for games 3 and 4.
I was going to say, Dante, I'm really excited to experience that because, you know, before we did this show, we taped your guys' latest episode of the Orlando Magic Pod Squad, and that's actually up right now for people. But
very
I was talking.
Well done. Well played. Well played.
You know, sometimes I plug things. But you know, I was talking with George, you know, and George has been here a long time, and I asked him, you know, what is the Amway Center like in a playoff scenario? Because I've never seen it. You know, this is my fifth season with the club, but I've never gotten to experience. And he goes, you know, the crazy thing is that the fans are there, and they have been there. They just have not had a reason to support this team. And you know, we've done those last 2 hour-long shows that we have done over the course of the last week and a half, and it has showed how passionate people are about this team, how excited they are about this team, and how thirst they were for playoff basketball. And I am so excited to see it that next week.
No, you're exactly right. And fans have been there. They've been absorbing the content. They've been watching. They've been coming to games as much as they can to support this team. But like Cliff said, you know, you're gonna get cheered when you deserve to be cheered, and we've seen that here the second half of the year, or really a lot of the year, but certainly during this run at home where they've won 9 consecutive games and they've won 12 of 13. So that's where we have certainly started to see this fan base come alive, and it's been electric, and the players have noticed it. They've fed off it. It has fueled them, and I know it's going to be electric because I've been there. I've been there on that run in 2009 when we went to the NBA Finals. That building was electric. Of course, it was the previous building. I wasn't here for the 95 run to the NBA Finals, or certainly the first few years in that building where I hear there was nothing like that. But certainly what this team has done and how loud it's been to close out the regular season has been a blast. So you look at the scenarios. It could be one of three options where the Magic could play the Milwaukee Bucks, where you have a 30% chance of facing them, or about a 32% chance to be exact, 32% chance of finishing sixth and drawing the Milwaukee Bucks, where you've gone 1-2 against them this year. The road to the NBA Finals goes through Milwaukee. They have Giannis Antetokounmpo, who will probably be the MVP. They are banged up a little bit. No Malcolm Brogdon, and I don't care what anybody says, that hurts them. That's a terrific option, a tough-nosed point guard to come off the bench, back up Eric Bledsoe, and give them hard minutes at the backup point guard position. They traded for Mirotić, and he is hurt. He's out. And we saw Antetokounmpo get banged up a little bit the other day, but still, that is the best team in the NBA. And for any team to go to the NBA Finals, they're going to have to go through Milwaukee. You're 1-2 against them this year. The one time you beat them, they did not have Giannis. It was at home. They shot, I think it was about 29 or 30% from the floor, woeful from beyond the arc. So that was your one win against Milwaukee. Second in the Eastern Conference are the Toronto Raptors. And Toronto's still battling. Toronto still feels that maybe they can have a better record than the Golden State Warriors. And should it be Toronto and Golden State that have an opportunity maybe to host that matchup in the NBA Finals. The Magic are 2-2 against Toronto. This is where it gets interesting. You're slotted at 62% odds to get that number seven spot. That's your best possibility to get number seven, and you're 2-2 against Toronto. Three times you've held them under 100 points, and really they just convincingly, they beat you here just a couple of weeks ago, and they're ramping up for the playoffs, and they had to hit 19 threes to do it to you the way they did it, but they were red hot. But until then, their one win was at the buzzer by Danny Green. So you're 2-2 against the Toronto Raptors, and you're 2-2 against Philadelphia, but you have just a 6% chance of getting the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs. So 2-2 against Philadelphia. You have played them well all four times.
Absolutely.
You beat them twice, once handily. You had a chance to win it at the buzzer in Philadelphia the first go-around, and then you had a lead with 2.5 minutes to go against Philadelphia, and you let that one get away and ended up losing by 8. But still, you were right there and had a chance to win that game. So you're 5-6 combined against the top three teams in the Eastern Conference, and the way this team is playing, I think they feel they can match up against anybody right now.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Dante, just kind of breaking those down, you know, one of the most intriguing ones is, you know, so many people have talked about the Sixers and their starting five, but what they fail to mention is that they don't have much of a second unit. And, you know, so if by some chance the Magic could get to six and then play the Sixers in a playoff series, you know, I really like the way that Orlando's second unit right now, led by Michael Carter-Williams with the improved shooting of Wes Iwundu, with their super six man and Terrence Ross, and the play of Kim Birch, I think that if the starters could hold serve a little bit in that game, then all of a sudden the advantage kind of tilts towards that second unit, and the way that they have kind of constructed themselves. I mean, if I'm looking at matchups and I have a dream scenario, I think it's the Sixers for this Magic team.
Interesting. No, I know. And listen, the way this team prepares and the way their confidence level is right now going into the playoffs, they feel they can beat anybody. They know they're going to go in and it's going to be a fight for them. They know they're going to compete and they know they're going to be a tough out. And I think they're going to go in feeling they can upset somebody. And we've started to see some articles on a national level, Bleacher Report, one of them, saying that they feel the Magic are a team that can get in and make some noise. Why not? If you're going to get in the game, if you're going to get in the postseason and you're going to play playoff games, you try to win them, obviously. So now listen, it's going to be tough tomorrow where the Magic find out no Jonathan Isaac for that one tomorrow, the regular season finale. He took a shot to the jaw, so they're going to keep him out as he goes through the concussion protocol, just make sure he's feeling okay, and hopefully he's feeling better and well enough to start the postseason. Could start Saturday or Sunday. It'll be on the road, obviously. Don't know where we're going to go yet until tomorrow night. Hopefully our thoughts and prayers are with Jonathan Isaac. We want him to be healthy because, as we mentioned yesterday on this show, Aaron, there's a number of factors, a number of reasons that this Magic team had the successful year they had, 41-40 to this point. But I think right there at the top is health.
Absolutely.
They've had everybody. They've had all their guns all season long. Last year, they were devastated with injuries. And it was very difficult for them to kind of string any sort of consistency together or get on a run or certainly put any kind of streak together. This year, that has not been the case. Knock on wood, they've been healthy, and hopefully that can continue. Get Jonathan back for the postseason because he's been playing so well right now.
Oh, defensively, he's been excellent. But, you know, Dante, that's a great point. You know, last year, this team lost Terrence Ross for over 50-some-odd games. They lost Jonathan Isaac for over 50-some-odd games. This year, they've had Nick Vucevic miss one game, and that was because of the birth of his child. They've had Evan Fournier miss one game due to a personal reason. Terrence Ross has been incredibly healthy all season long. And so just, you know, it goes back to the same thing John Hammond has said on this show multiple times. Your greatest asset is availability, and the Magic have had their core players available all season long, and now the fact that they are clicking on all cylinders heading into the playoffs, it is a beautiful thing.
And isn't it interesting? You have a chance to play against Milwaukee, which would be where John Hammond came from, or the Toronto Raptors, where Jeff Weltman came from.
Oh, I didn't even think about those.
Yeah, it could be a lot of fun. Maybe a little extra motivation in those series for some guys, but still, just to get back to the postseason, a tremendous accomplishment. We await our postseason fate, find out who we're going to play in the first round, but those are the odds and those are the potential scenarios. Still more to come here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Got a thought on this Magic postseason run? Give us a call, 407-447-2145, or text us at 50857. And Magic fans, you can get access to the 10 biggest matchups of the season with the 2019-20 partial plan. You'll get top opponents like the Golden State Warriors, the Los Angeles Lakers, from the seat location of your choice. Enjoy the marquee matchups and save off gate prices. Get your 10-game plan today, OrlandoMagic.com/partial plans. We'll be back in a moment with more Magic Drive Time here on 96.9 The Game.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Aaron Gordon takes a handoff, comes down the baseline, got to the top and rammed it home. Back-to-back dunks, Orlando.
Get the Orlando Magic mobile app to find in-depth statistics in real time, as well as the latest team news and must-see videos. Check out game-by-game breakdowns to see how your favorite players perform. Plus, get advanced stats and live play-by-play coverage, whether you're at the game or on the go. Download the Orlando Magic mobile app today and get the in-depth coverage Magic fans deserve.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's 6 miles at 6 a.m. For others, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Dribbles into traffic, dumps down to Vooch, wants to dunk it, blocked.
Tice got him cleanly. Back out to Ross. Elephant gun on the way. Bang! He got another one. Terrence Ross with a triple and a Magic lead by four, just like that. 102-98 Orlando.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin, our producer. The Magic back at it tomorrow. They will visit the Charlotte Hornets as they close out the regular season. We got more basketball coming your way. We don't know when. We don't know where. It'll probably be Saturday or Sunday. But the Magic will be playing extra games. Definitely be Saturday or Sunday as they'll play extra games going into the postseason. And, folks, again, guarantee your access to playoff tickets when you purchase a 2019-20 season plan today. You can enjoy every Magic home game all season long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/tickets to purchase your full season plan today. So we don't know where we'll start. It'll be Saturday or Sunday on the road. And then it could be Saturday, Monday, could be Saturday, Tuesday. I mean, so many different scenarios, but we're in. And I think that's the obviously the best part. And I think as I look back at this, Aaron, the thing I'm most excited about, we just heard that play from Terrence Ross. I mean, there's so many scenarios. What about Nick Vucevic? Last time he played in the playoffs, he was a member of the 76ers. How much fun would that be for him to torment his old club and to play Philadelphia? Terrence Ross, last time he was in the playoffs, a member of the Toronto Raptors. Maybe an opportunity. That's the most likely scenario right now, in case you just missed us, 62% for the Magic to finish seventh and face Toronto. I would think most likely. I'm not a big percentage guy, but that seems to be where it's headed. But not only is this fun for Terrence Ross because of the kind of year that he had as a free agent, understanding everything that was on the line, the talk about him had been inconsistency, and obviously he's a great shooter, great athlete, but could he do it consistent enough? And he has this year. And I think he's quieted a lot of people and quieted a lot of doubters, and he's going to have a nice payday at some point here this summer. We hope it's back with the Orlando Magic, and he wants to stay in Orlando, but you're certainly thrilled for him. But I just keep thinking, and you see him on the plane and walking around in the lobby and on the bus and bumping into Nick Vucevic here the last couple of days. And again, not to harp on what's gone on the last 6 years, because we turned the page. Okay, it's been hard, and yeah, we get all that. But I see it's time to move on. Hope is here. We're building. There's excitement for the postseason. But I think about a guy like that and kind of everything that he's been through and how excited he is, and if it has really sunk in yet for Nick Vucevic, because it's hard. It's a couple of years where you have the excitement, you think you're building something, and then it kind of gets away from you, and then rebuilding again the last couple of years. But you finally did it. And not only for them to get in, but for him to be as big a reason. We mentioned Coach Clifford, and probably his system and everything is the biggest reason. But right behind that, if not 1A and 1B, is Nick Vucevic and what he has meant in that all-star season. Talk about betting on yourself going into a free agent year and having the year of his life and becoming an all-star and carrying this team, not only the entire season and down the stretch, but what he did in Boston, putting that team on his back when that was a hostile environment, a Boston team that wanted to win on their final game. It was kind of a playoff atmosphere. And the way he started that game and set the tone and said, "Hey, fellas, jump on my back. I'm here. We're not going to be nervous. We're not going to be intimidated. I'm going to set the tone that we're here to win this basketball game." Man, am I thrilled for everything that he's been through and now to get a chance to experience the postseason.
I was going to say, Dante, that is a great point, because how many times in years past was it almost kind of like Nick shied away from those big moments, especially kind of in the final minutes of fourth quarters. And this year, that has not been the case at all. When the Magic need a big bucket in the fourth quarter, they look to two guys. One is Terrence Ross, and the other one is their Mr. Reliable, their Mr. Consistent, their Mr. Do-Everything guy, and that's Nick Vucevic. And time and time again this year, he has delivered in those moments, and he's done it with such a calming presence. And it's almost like everything that he used to think about in those moments has just completely vanished. And he's just playing basketball, and he's trusting his skills, and he's trusting his fundamental work. And it has been so great to see this year, because we know what type of a guy Nick Vucevic is. We know how much he loves playing here. And the fact that he's doing it with this club, with this group of guys that he has done it with the last 2-3 years, makes it even better.
Yes, it is. You bring up a good point there as well. And you're relying on a guy, this is your all-star, who's played one playoff game. and it came in 2012, the last time the Magic were in the postseason. He played one playoff game as a rookie, as a member of the 76ers, but he's been your, and I would argue, really on this stretch where they've won 10 of 12 to kind of close out the regular season, and that's why I think tomorrow's important. I think you still want to ride as much momentum as you can. I get resting guys, and you don't want anyone to get hurt, but like Cliff says, you can get hurt in practice. So win one more game if you can. You've then won 11 of 13, but even if you don't, you've won 10 of 13 to close out the regular season and win your way into the playoffs, really, and that's what it's all about. But you're going to rely on a guy. There's not a ton of playoff experience on this team, and I think that's the fun thing for this group. You got Evan Fournier, who's played what, 6 playoff games. You got Michael Carter Williams, who's played 11, which, as we know, continues to be just an unbelievable pickup. And then you got DJ Augustine, who's played 28. You've got Terrence Ross, who's played 31. Most of those just the couple years with Toronto before he came to us. The guy that's played the most playoff games on this roster is Timofey Mozgov.
That's a great trivia question, Dante.
I know. He's played 40. He's played 40 playoff games, but I would imagine probably not going to be a part of the rotation going into the playoffs as he's battled injury all season long.
He could be Steve Clifford's secret weapon.
Wouldn't that be amazing? We're just going to wait. He's got the most playoff experience, so we're just going to wait to the postseason. So this is a new experience for all of these guys, and even the guys that have been there. You know, and that's why I was touching with DJ Augustine in the locker room after the Boston game. You've been to the postseason, but not in this capacity. You know, not as the starting point guard that's played as many games as he has in the last 3 years as a member of the Magic. Nick Vucevic as a starting center. Terrence Ross as the guy coming off the bench. But this is a new role for all of these guys, and they've been in that scenario for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and how they've handled it has been beyond impressive.
The biggest thing to me was when that team went down into Miami. And, you know, that first quarter to me felt like playoff basketball with the intensity of the crowd, with the way Miami was playing. And then to just kind of regroup, compose yourself after halftime, kind of get your legs under you. That was what good teams do. You know, when they get punched in the mouth, they don't waver. They just come right back at you. And so that's why I'm a little bit more confident in the way that this Magic team is playing, because there have been big moments where they've needed to respond in games down the stretch, and they have 100% done that, Dante.
You nailed it. There were a number of times where I think in season past, they've been a resilient group for years, but they might not have had the resolve or the wherewithal to battle through it, and they've done it. You know, coming back off a tough West Coast trip, and you beat Boston and Houston back-to-back, a comeback win against Memphis, 5 in a row before the All-Star break, 9 in a row at home here as we come down the stretch. So a lot of exciting things happening for this Magic Club, and we close out the regular season tomorrow, 7 o'clock for Magic Drive Time, 7:30 for the pregame show, 8 o'clock we have our tip, the Magic and the Charlotte Hornets, 7:30 on Fox Sports Florida. Have a great night, everyone. Playoffs are almost here. Close out the regular season tomorrow.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Boy, duh. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location